Chrissy, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, thank you. I can hear you well too.
Okay.
Thank you. Roll call.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
Present.
Commissioner Hess.
Here.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
I'm here. Any changes to the agenda?
No, Commissioner. No changes.
Entertain a motion, please.
Motion to accept the agenda.
Second.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
Yes.
Commissioner Hess.
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
Yes. Discussion of county fair. Mr. Dornkamp.
Commissioners, I had a request from Lori Arnold to discuss the county fairs. So, Lori, I defer to you.
Okay. Good morning, everyone, or good afternoon, I guess. I guess what I need and the fair board needs is some direction on how to continue planning this year's county fair. I have visited with Pam earlier about getting a variance, and I just wanted to have open discussion and hear your thoughts on if this is going to be possible, if this isn't going to be possible, and how we can proceed forward in being able to get this done for our youth. So basically, I guess, Kim Gonzalez, could you talk to us a little bit about the variance that we could put forth?
Yes. Good morning or good afternoon, everybody. This is Kim Gonzalez with the Health Department. Due to the new public health order, the Fifth Amendment and the Sixth Amendment of Public Health Order 2028 through CDPHE, it specifically lines out that we are not able to host fairs, rodeos, festivals, and of course other functions going forward. So I did talk with Carl Beeman with Huerfano County CSU, as well as Lori here with the CSU for Trinidad. And we discussed that we, in order to go forward with the county fair, we would have to possibly go forward with a variance just to reassure that this could happen before the date of the county fair. Over the weekend, I did work back and forth with Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, as well as the governor's office with Casey up there. And we did have very lengthy discussions with all local public health departments across the state that in rural Colorado, this is a critical aspect to our community and to our youth, that this has to happen. This may change this week in the local, or sorry, in the state public health order after the discussions we've had over the weekends. But I can't guarantee that because we all know how this has been happening with regard to the reopening of different functions and what we hear. So I was talking with Carl and Lori and suggested that we create a suppression plan, which is just a plan of action as to how they both foresee the county fairs happening in each county. Of course, there would be no spectators. We have to line out how many kids per event. The projects would have to be pick up and drop off. Lori has a good plan for that. The livestock sale would have to be virtual because you cannot have crowds gather at once. So there's good plans out there. I did send them a copy of Custer County. I think there was three different plans that they had. So I was willing to work with both the CSU Extension offices to create a plan that we can take forward if we have to go the variance way.
Kim, is there any way possible, do you think, that the livestock sale could be in person?
The biggest piece right now is to not have large gatherings in one space. And so that's where I foresee if we, that one plan where you said you had the champion and grand champions possibly in the ring, but the others would have to be done virtually. I think we may be able to get that to push through. The state is really not wanting those big, large gatherings. But I mean, it's something we could talk about.
Kim, this is Felix. I actually spoke to CCI, by the way, good afternoon, Lori and Kim as well. I spoke to CCI and I was able to get a copy of several variances that I forward to Pam from other counties that have applied for this type of activity. And I, you know, in looking at them, there is great opportunity for us to host that San Luis County. Pam, do you have any reservations from the documents that I forwarded to you? I know we have about 10 counties, and of those that are on the second phase of variances, some are addressing the fairs and rodeos and so on.
Felix, I've looked at some of those, but as you know from the first round of variance requests, we have to be able to have sign off from the health department and from the hospitals that the suppression plan will still meet, or we can still meet those. So I kind of wanted to see the suppression plan that Kim and Lori were, and I'm sorry I missed his name from Walsenburg, were drafting and kind of compare it with what we have there, because it has to work for our county and it has to be our suppression plan. So in looking at a possible variance request, there's a couple of other areas that we're working on as well that we'd like to have the board consider. But the suppression plan is the huge piece of it, and I need to be able to put in our request that the health department agrees with the suppression plans and that the hospitals do as well. So if you, Kim and Lori, if you guys have a suppression plan, at least even in draft form that I can look at, that would be helpful too in what I'm drafting. And I'll look at what the other states have to see if maybe it's something we should add in. But most importantly, it needs to fit our counties and it needs to be signed off on by our health department and hospitals.
Okay, having said that, I take it that you guys are starting to work on that collectively together between the health department and the 4-H and the extension. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes. And also to remember, we have to include Huerfano County in this as well. So we have been working with Carl Beeman, and there was another person on from Horfano. Lori, I can't remember her name.
Oh, Cindy Jameson. Yes. She was on the fair board.
Yes, thank you. So we did start the discussion, and Lori has started creating and drafting, and I believe she's going to help Carl as well.
Yeah. My other question is, like, are other events, like our Byers barbecue, dances, outdoor movie, is all that stuff not going to be able to happen, or can we put that in the suppression plan?
So I think what we need to go forward and ask for is the livestock and the event with, not the event, the projects.
Okay.
Again, they are not going to want to do, they're not going to approve large gatherings that are going to host a lot of people. Our main focus should be getting these animals shown and sold off to those buyers.
What about stalling on the fairgrounds? Is that going to be an option, or?
It should be drop off. And I believe we talked about swine would be possibly a day before. But I have not seen any other county suppression plans. And so I can look at those if Pam wants to send those to me.
I can forward to you what Felix has forwarded to me, Kim.
Okay, thank you. But yeah, we really need to look at hauling in, hauling out, swine probably the day before, making sure that those kids are not gathering around each other when those swine are there the day before. We have to have strict social distancing protocols, hygiene, signage. There's a lot that's going to have to play into this.
If the health order changes and it opens up more, then we can make changes at that time, Kim, or how does that work?
Yeah, so we have the option to say we were approved for a variance with what we asked for. We do have an option to fall back and go with the state if we chose to just go that option and then not go forward with the variance. So even if you apply for one, you still can choose to go one way or the other.
And I think it's important right now that we get something in place for the simple fact of the financial impact that it's going to affect these families. It's unfortunate that we can't do all the fun activities that we always do for the 4-H, but I think the highest importance right now is making sure these children and their families can be made whole by the auction and the sale of their animals, because they've got a lot of effort and money into it. And hopefully by then, by the time this comes in late July, that everything will be lifted anyway, or some things will be lifted where we can look at those, Lori, and have the movie night and possibly a dance or something spread out with a larger crowd or a bigger venue or outside or something to that event. But I think the most important thing is to have a plan in place that the health department and the CDPHE will approve, and we move forward. So, and at this time, having said that, it's 12:15. If there are any quick last comments anybody has, or do we want to come back to this here after we're done with our executive?
My only question is, does the plan have to be approved by the Board of Commissioners, or how does that work?
Lori, so what we do is we have, it's a variance request, it's a form that we, or a letter that we send up telling the specific provisions of the state health order that we want the variance from, and it includes a suppression plan for each area. So for your area, the suppression plan that you develop will be attached to our request. I submit that to the state. The state evaluates it. If they have questions, they reach out to Kim and talk to her about that. So what happened with the last one is that we asked for a couple of areas. They responded back and said, you're approved with this condition or with this change. And so they made whatever change that they wanted to be part of it. So we'll either get approval with the suppression plan as we submit it. They'll approve it, but say you have to do something differently, or they deny it at that point. So the suppression plan itself and the variance request goes in front of the board at a meeting, and then the board decides if they approve it and if we're going to send it up. We also, because this is again by county, we have to get sign on from the Wharfino County Commissioners, and then we've also been asking both cities, Trinidad and Wilsonburg, to sign on as well. We just have to officially have the board sign on, but we're trying to reach out and make sure all the community is involved, because it's going to have a few other areas in addition to the fair itself. And if you want to call and talk to me, Lori, I don't know if you know this is Pam, after this meeting, yeah. I can talk to you about how the variance process itself a little bit more, too.
Okay, Kim, can you give me your phone number real quick?
846-8298.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, everybody, is that good?
Yep.
Entertain a motion to adjourn. Oh, I have to read this. Hold on. Let me get back on my... Hold on. Okay. Executive session. The board will meet in executive session under CRS 24-6-4024B, conferring with county attorney for the purpose of receiving legal advice on specific legal questions, opioid lawsuit, coroner's office, variances, pauper cemetery. So I hear a motion to go into executive.
I make a motion to go in executive.
Second.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Okay, everybody, let's get on to the other line. Thank you.